With the new iPhone, you can watch, listen, ignore your friends, stalk your ex, download porno on a crowded bus, even check your email while getting hit by a train. All with the new iPhone.
No, 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 it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Error FM Live.
Shaking your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Pod Talker Studios.
This is The Oddcast,
only on RFM Live at RFM.com
with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you sat on a cum stain or two.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Who will be drinking recycled pee?
It's not a mistake. It's RFM.
And now, here they are, The Oddcast.
Jesus, is the summer here? It seems like the summer's just snuck up on our asses.
Are you kidding? Today was not a summer.
Yeah, it was really breezy and overcast.
I don't know about you guys, but yesterday was 86 in Long Beach. So it was pretty hot to me.
It was like windy as fuck here today.
No, I don't know. But anyway, summer's right around the corner, dude.
I can't wait.
It literally is. If June marks summer, then yes.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. Yes. I think when the girls start dressing like sluts on a Tuesday afternoon, summertime's here.
Hey, it's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you do live closer to the beach than I do,
see?
So you
yeah.
would get more of that than I would.
Yes, we do. And it's one of the welcoming signs of summer. Just just the walking around. See, because guys, we can't really do. Well, actually, you know what? I guess guys can walk around with their shirts off, but girls, you can,
yeah,
can turn in.
Can.
Yeah, you fucking lucky motherfucker. See, it's 2011.
Yeah,
why?
Oh,
no, why aren't women allowed to walk around with their shirts off, dude?
Well, I told you they can. Technically, they've got to wear little pasties over their nipples.
Fuck the pasties.
Yeah,
guys don't have
stupid.
To wear pasties over their nipples, dude.
Well, I don't know.
I know. So, why not?
It's
I never got that.
Fat no. guys can walk around with their titties hanging out. It looks like
I
a titty.
Know. I never got that one either.
Pisses me off, man. Pisses
it's like,
me
I know
off,
what
dude.
A nipple looks like, everybody.
Thank
I have
you.
Them.
Thank you. These
just
people need to
you don't have a vagina.
It, please get with it because it's 2011. I mean, shit, pot is legal. Why can't girls walk around with their tits out? Who do I write, Rob?
I think, well, seriously, though, Dusty, you know why they can't walk around with their tits out.
It's the FCC's problem.
It's like, no, because it's, of stupid-ass horny
you
guys.
You know what? I'll do it like this. I'll tell you this analogy. Breasts are like female testicles. Therefore, they are
true
women's
that.
Breasticles.
Yeah.
True, because you know what? The only women that be walking around topless would be those hoes. The ones that want attention. The ones that want a man to come
no,
up and...
No,
it would be like you walking around with your testicles
It would be
out.
All the fat bitches. Let's
Dusty.
Be honest.
It'd be like guys walking around with their testicles
yeah,
hanging
all
out.
All the fat guys, yeah. Just look at my balls. Yeah.
I just mean any guy in general.
But that's who it would be, dog. It wouldn't be the fucking goddesses, the women who... No, it's going to be the fucking... of the
fat chicks.
Yeah, it's going to be them, dog.
That want to show off
their
tits.
That should be illegal.
Yeah.
I don't even think they should make underwear or thongs that size. Seriously? Like, seriously, you lift up a thong and
Desi,
it's huge? I can wear it as a fucking shirt?
Desi,
are you serious?
That's another thing we have in common. I totally agree. There's no, you... There should not, you should not have sexy under nasty underwear over a size 18 or some
exactly.
crazy.
Exactly,
no,
like
dog.
Really,
I'm
you gotta peel those things off, and you still gotta keep going and going.
I know we're probably gonna get.
You have like a whole pile of laundry, and it's just
I know,
the underwear.
Yeah. I know all the fat girls are gonna hate me, but I'm sorry, man.
Hey,
that
fat
shit.
Girls need love too.
Yeah, I guess they do.
They should make a song just like that one song. Bad girls need love too. They should. Fat girls need love too.
I guess they do, and guys like that. So,
well, there's somebody for everybody.
There you go. Sorry, fat girls. Sorry.
If somebody can find a partner to belly flop on top of, there's a fat girl. There's someone for somebody.
There's some skinny guy that wants you to plop your belly on him.
Exactly.
Remember belly plopping?
Yeah, that was fucking horrible, dude. And fucking inflating your belly with. Yeah. Check out our fetishes show if you don't know what the
disgusting.
Hell we're talking about. But what about millions of housewives around the world are literally going to have to readjust their schedules because Oprah's off the air.
Oh no, what shall we do?
Yeah, I know. No, but that's really that's really a big thing right now, because millions of women all over the world adjusted their schedule just so they can check out Oprah on a daily basis. And really? Now, yeah, Oprah's last show was like Friday.
She has her own network now.
Exactly, yeah, but so they're saying, taking it all Oprah'd out.
Yeah, as much as they
want.
I'm sure
she's still going to have a show somewhere.
Yeah, they were saying she doesn't want to do a talk show. She wants to do more producing and shit like that.
She's probably going to end up like Martha Stewart.
What's that?
Do things like Oprah.
Watch me spend all my money. No, dude,
Oprah is the Antichrist, dude. Oprah and Disney, like
she's done nothing but good though.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think she kicks midgets every once in a while.
You think so?
That's all I'm saying, dude.
Hey, as much money as she has, she's entitled to it.
Yeah, she probably pays them a lot.
True that.
She probably pays them to kick them.
You know what? I would pay if I was so mad. I would pay a midget just to stand by me, so when I do get really mad, I can kick him.
Hey, I'm like a midget. Oprah can kick me for money. I'll give a fuck.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, no. So she's off the air, but she doesn't want to do a show. But she's definitely gonna be producing shit. But they're saying it's just a cable station. It's not even like it's not.
She's gonna come out with another show called Winfrey.
W.
It's not Oprah. The Oprah show's over. It's Winfrey.
Dun dun dun.
She'll start a whole new season until she's old.
I don't own Oprah anymore, so
she still owns Oprah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does.
I hope she owns her own fucking.
Or she'll just call it Harpo.
Harpo, yeah, that's what she's backwards.
That's her thing.
I'm gonna get him.
I'm Oprah.
Write this down, Ted.
Harpo.
I'm a genius. That's why they pay me these big bucks, Stedman.
I'd be Oprah's bitch for a while.
Oh shit!
If she paid me right.
Hell yeah! I would love to be her best friend. Her best friend's all hooked up.
Strap it on, Oprah. Wait, did I? Just, never mind.
Move on.
I didn't just say
she
that.
Does that for
I'd
her let her. Friend Gail.
I didn't just. Yeah, I know you. No surprise there.
Surprise! It's Oprah.
But yeah, and I guess Kim Kardashian, she got a 20-carat ring, dog.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, that's right. How big is a 20-carat ring?
It's the bigger the ass, the bigger the ring, or something. I don't know.
Is that like a fucking
dude? That's huge. That's
something I can compare it to.
That's fucking big. Okay, guys, my girl has a very nice ring, dude, and you would have to add 19 on top of her ring. Let's just say that. Did I give it away?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Damn.
Wow. So it's 19 times that size.
Yes. That's a huge.
Probably heavy as hell.
I wonder if it's the size of the guy's nutsack.
She probably hides it in her ass when she goes to the hood, huh? Right between her butt cheeks. They'll never find it here.
Just puts it in the crease between her thigh and cheek. Have you seen that thing?
Yeah. That's.
I saw on the cover of some tabloid about them. It's like the Kardashian sisters tormented by their bodies.
You know, that's a caboose, man.
Courtney had to get liposuction. And
that's a fucking caboose, dude.
That's just all their insecurities. They look fucking fine.
And Kim's contemplating butt implants.
Yeah, no, I heard the fat one, which is not even fat if you look at her, but she just kind of has a fat face.
She's just
face.
A big Amazon
right.
woman.
Yeah. She
really is a big girl.
She went through some tormenting or something like that. But she has to take that fucking... She's fucking with Lamar Odom of the Lakers, dog.
You know what? They put themselves in the spotlight.
No.
They should... Be prepared
no,
for
I'm
that.
Saying her pussy is tore open is what I'm trying to say. Her fucking pussy.
But she's big.
Yeah.
She could take it.
Damn. Man. Damn. I feel bad for people. I really feel... That's a big motherfucker, dude. So you know his shit is... Look at his vodka bottle.
How do you know his shit is that big, though?
It has to be.
She wouldn't be with him.
If he's rocking something
small... It's
not
small, the money.
I'd be very surprised. Just proportional to his body, he has to be rocking a good 10 fat, like fucking scary fat. Dog, like.
It can't be something average and her look at it with his body like, what?
No, man, no. If it was Yao Ming, I would, the Chinese basketball player, I might say, you know what, it's probably small, but nah, that dude's...
let's just say
wow, Dusty, you seem to be having some cock lust there.
No, let's just say poor chick. I feel bad for these chicks.
That's
why I can't watch porn anymore, because I feel bad for these little Asian girls getting fucked by big black dudes, and it just... I'm getting older, man.
Really?
I'm getting older. It's a sign of getting older.
It's a sign of maturity.
No, this means you watched it too much and you're over it.
Maybe I'll start switching up. Voyeurism or something.
Oh, boy.
It's the news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Freedom.
straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Okay, one of my favorite stories of the week. Apparently, two ice cream truck drivers are in trouble for trying to run each other off the road.
What, going 5 miles an hour? With children chasing them?
It says, police are hoping that the threat of losing their permits will be enough to draw the frosty relationship of two Pennsylvania ice cream truck drivers accused of trying to run each other off the road.
Can you imagine? Like him chasing him?
Get out of here, fucker.
I'll be okay.
According to the wife of one of the Uniontown ice cream truck drivers, another ice cream truck vendor tried to run her husband off the road. The accused driver has a different story. According to that man, he was the one run off the road. He also told police that in an attempt to say hello, he was greeted with an affectionate fuck off. I talked with both drivers and instructed them that if the incidents continue, the city will have to explore revoking their license.
These are my kids.
Damn.
These are my hood kids. They're fighting over dirt. Oh,
man, these fucking ice cream vendors are gangsters, yo.
I didn't know it was like that.
Nah, that's a competitive fucking market, dog. You think about it. You only have an 8-block radius.
A reality show. Ice cream truck wars.
See, good. Stop giving away these ideas.
We see it on TV. We have a date stamp on
okay.
this show.
Okay, this is kind of a copyright, actually. This is kind of a copyright. So I think we're fine.
Awesome. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. I think it would hold up in court.
Yeah, I agree.
It could.
And but we are live. True. There is a documentation of the
true
show airing
that.
On RFM Live.
.com.
Minnesota mom gives birth in 2 minutes at the bank.
What?
Yeah, she got a deposit done at the same time.
Damn, 2 minutes? That's a loose bitch.
That was faster than the guy, you know, the deed. Anyways, a Minnesota woman unexpectedly gave birth at a bank in less than 2 minutes. Christina was working at the bank as a bank teller when she started to feel sick. The water broke, and the baby came out. So it was very quick and didn't have a chance to respond. She said that she had a newborn son, and the coworker said that they were puzzled when they heard a baby crying. And all of a sudden, we were like, a baby crying? And none of us we could figure out where the noise was coming
what?
From. We're like, is that a baby?
Are you serious? And which one of you bitches is pregnant?
Yeah, it says, the coworker Victoria cut the umbilical cord and the managers called 911. He was surprised for all of us. And then she says she thinks Jaden is destined to be a banker, just like her mother.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
That's funny.
She must have been, like, really fat, because fat girls can never tell when they're going to pop.
Yes.
I mean, some of them never even knew they were pregnant.
I know.
And it's all of a sudden, I just thought I was really full.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I was hungry.
I thought I was taking a bad shit, and the baby came out.
I thought I had indigestion this whole time.
I thought I had gas. And a baby popped out after.
Oh, God.
I have been depressed.
Now, let's see. A Texas dentist offers beer and wine to take the edge off.
Yeah, I love that shit. See, that's my kind of fucking dentist, dude. All right.
For some people, there's no place scarier than the dentist chair. But one Texas doctor is trying to change the dreaded dental stereotype one beer at a time.
Yeah.
The hip new take on dentistry is the boozy brainchild of Dr. Clint?
Clint Herzog.
Clint
Herzog. He says he got really tired of people...
Eyes. Let's see. I got really tired of people not liking to go to the dentist saying, hey, I don't like to go to the dentist. No offense. Well, it's kind of an offense because it's what we do all day. So he created...
Dental Floss Dental.
Wow, your eyes are really bad.
Capel just visited the Floss location in Fort Worth for the first time. Well, I got the mailer at my home and it said, come in for a cleaning. Free wine, free whitening. I said Capel.
Perfect, dude. See, that's fucking no. That's a great idea.
What about kids? Do you have to show an ID in order to get the wine?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I don't think they give it to kids. But
well, that's not fair.
For adults like me who are deathly afraid of the fucking dentist, that is.
I don't think that would help me.
Really?
Me either.
Yeah, because I drink before I go to the fucking dentist.
If they offered me a joint beforehand.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't want to be high for that either. I'd be sitting there thinking about, like, oh my God, they're about to stick this in my mouth. Oh my God, what am I doing
true
here?
That. I know. I should be out getting
reality of the whole good dental thing. Like, they have all these, like, barbaric tools they're going to shove in my mouth.
High with some earphones and some music.
Oh, man.
And really, really, really numbed up.
Seriously, dude. Fuck. Let's see. Okay. Girl shoots dad with arrow for taking her cell phone away.
I do the same thing. Are you? God, hey, that's damn, my cell phone. I don't give a shit. I'll kill a bitch. You don't take my phone.
Oh, God.
It says a man was airlifted to the hospital after being shot in the torso with a hunting bow by his teenage daughter on Wednesday. The incident unfolded at a home. The dad took away her cell phone and the daughter grabbed his arrow, 35 arrows, and she had him on her back when the police showed up, first of all. So she was planning on shooting him more than once, but she shot him right around his heart.
Oh my God. Boy. Was she trying to kill him for her cell phone?
Dude, there's some deeper issues there.
Maybe she thought he was a vampire.
No, DCFS needs to investigate this because there are some deeper issues there, dude. This is not.
They need to save the parents.
No, dude. The dad was. I'm trying to say dad was fucking with her, diddling her or something, dude.
You think?
Dude.
You think he was Googling her?
I think he was twiddling her, tweetering her.
He was twitting her?
I swear. Cell phone?
He was yahooing all
that
over
was
her
all
Twitter.
Anger. She shot him
and
with
then he Googled.
Think about it. An arrow, dude. An arrow. She didn't hit him with a fucking baseball bat. She didn't. She shot him. She took the time to. Fuck it. I went to archery class for a summer. I'm going to fuck this guy up.
Oh,
and just,
God.
No.
Wow.
Not bad. She's. Daddy was
maybe she thought she
her.
Was Cupid.
Somebody needs to look deep into this, dude. Seriously.
I'm sure they are.
Maybe she's this girl. Woman caught with 47 bags of heroin inside her vagina.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it says police in Ohio say they arrested a woman whose hidden talent is concealing balloons of heroin in her vagina.
Oh, boy.
At around 4:25 p.m., the investigators received a tip that Tiffany was a passenger in a car headed to buy heroin. Law enforcement officials trailed the vehicle and claimed they spotted the suspect exit the car and enter another vehicle. Moments later, she allegedly returned to the first car, and her driver then continued driving. The deputy
wow.
pulled over the vehicle. Once the driver was removed from the vehicle and she was questioned about the possibility of having drugs, the deputy then asked the passenger if she was concealing drugs, and she admitted that she did, in fact, have heroin inside her body and would retrieve it for the deputy.
47 bags. I think you got in her pussy. I think you got the, that's the fat chick from the Kardashians. You tell him, dude, Lamar
Can you
Odom.
Imagine if that popped inside her vagina, how fucked she would be?
Oh, my.
She'd be dead.
She would die.
She would die. That's poison.
Oh, wow.
And you have, what, little thin layers of balloon
fuck.
Protecting
yeah.
your vagina?
47 bags of fucking heroin, dude.
Wow.
That's a loose bitch, dude.
That's more than that other lady.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Damn.
Does she have spare change in there,
I know, or in a receipt and shit.
Doesn't that hurt? Doesn't it feel uncomfortable? I mean, shit, if I leave a tampon partially out without putting it away, it hurts. I feel it. I'm like, oh, I got to freaking shove it in there.
Damn, no. Fuck, apparently her shit, she's probably getting banged by a black dude, man.
You think so?
I think, yeah. See, I think that's why black whatchamacallit dudes fuck with little white girls, because they just break them open.
So a couple caught in sex on 30-foot-high drive?
Dive.
They had sex on a skydive?
Yeah, on a high dive. Remember those high dives in the
public? Oh, high pool? Dive. Let's see. I gotta. Oh, here we go. A couple in Gainesville was caught engaging in sex on the 30-foot-high high dive of a city park after hours in Gainesville.
Yeah, baby.
The police
awesome.
Said it isn't illegal to have sex in a public place. There is a law against public exhibition of sex organs is usually sufficient, but the cop didn't have good view because he stayed on the ground while shining a flashlight towards the couple.
Hey, come here.
So the 21-year-old woman and 24-year-old man were issued notices to appear in court for trespassing.
Oh, boy.
The city's pool supervisor said the high dive would be cleaned with bleach.
Yeah. Nasty motherfuckers.
And did we mention the Gainesville City Park motto is... It starts in park.
Yeah. First date, baby. First.
It starts in park. Okay.
So let me get this straight. This was Gainesville, Florida, and it's okay to fuck a animal as long as it's under 40 pounds.
No, that's Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. I'm getting my weird states mixed up. Damn, but no, that's some kinky shit.
So if they would have been having sex on the high dive during the day when the park was open, they'd have been okay?
I guess so.
As long as... Maybe they were doing it with clothes on?
I don't know.
As long as they don't expose their sex organs.
I don't know. Good question.
I think that's how it would go.
I think so.
You think so?
I'm too scared of heights to even try that shit, so I'm going to take that back. I don't want to try that.
That would be kind of scary.
No. We're going to fall.
This has been the news.
Okay, so I came home the other day, and my girl was working out. She had some food in the oven, and she had some weed ready for me.
Cool.
And I just thought, damn, I guess there is a such thing as a soulmate. No, seriously, I really think there is, because I talk to friends, and you guys have friends too, I'm sure, who are in relationships, and it's like, damn, are you guys happy?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys really, like, why are you guys together, you know? Like, because I have, you have, like, friends who fucking started popping out babies as soon as they probably right out of high school or right into high school.
Almost all my friends from high school have babies now.
There you go. See,
exactly. So we don't talk. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
And, sad because it's true.
Yeah. And in those instances, it's probably hard to get that spice back once you have, you know, five fucking kids and you're living in a three-bedroom apartment and things like that. So I can understand those people, but the ones who are just on the verge of like, damn, this fucking relationship, I love her, but she pisses me off sometime, and you know, you have one foot out the door and one foot in, you know, and you're thinking, should I stay, should I go? You know, this is actually a while back, somebody sent me a message saying you guys should talk about people who are in rocky relationships, like relationships that, you know, are just like on the verge of breaking up, but you could save it. You know, it's maybe just take a little tweaking.
Sometimes when I see that, when I see relationship, when it just seems like it's too hard to make it work, and you guys are just constantly fighting, I see it as you're not in love anymore. You're merely together because you're comfortable.
Right.
It's you know, you don't want to go. You don't want to deal with the breakup, the heartache, you know, all that bullshit, and it's just there.
Right.
You're used to it already, and sometimes it's hard to get out of that routine to do something different. So a lot of times people do it for, and another thing, they do it for their own selfish needs, not to be alone.
Yeah.
So they want to wait for someone else to come into the picture to take them away to get out of that bad relationship.
Very true.
So, because I've seen a lot of my friends, a lot of my friends do that, and I always tell them, "Why you stop? Just go be single." You know, clear your mind, be free, and figure it out from there, and go be
You're
happy.
Young,
later on.
Go, be yourself.
You don't need to be miserable with somebody that's it's obviously not working out. It's like you're not happy. There's more cons than pros.
Very true, very true. And there's a lot of people out there like that. You see it every day at the supermarkets, at the fucking everywhere. You see just, oh, they look like they just hate each other. They go to dinner and they don't even talk. They don't say a word. They just look at, they just eat their food, and they're just eating their food, and they. Me and my girl play a little game where we do that. we pick out the people who, like, damn, they haven't talked at all since they got here. They have not said a word to each other, and it's like, wow, dude, you really scary, man. But yeah, it's about being comfortable, and no, you got to break that comfortable shit. Sometimes change is really, really good, and you really need to break that habit, dude. But if you know, if you can save it, there's things that you can do. Like, maybe you could tweak what stuff you do, because nobody's perfect, right? We all have imperfections.
Imperfections
is the word I'm looking for. And you know, nobody's perfect. So you put two people together in a relationship who both have imperfections, it's obviously there's going to be disagreements, right?
It's all about compromise.
You know, yeah, compromise. And
I think another thing too that people tend to do is like, they get so mad about a certain, you know, situation, but they take it out on that person. It's like, instead of, you know, you should actually sit back and think. It's like, okay, am I really, really mad at them? Or am I just mad about everything that just happened right now? You know what I mean? A lot of times people tend to just, and they just get, because they're pissed.
Or some past shit. I'm mad at something that happened 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, and I could just be taking it out on you for...
I think a good advice to give couples that are having problems is maybe actually sit down and, you know, maybe write down what was it that actually made you attracted to each other in the first place, to kind of remind you, because we tend to forget
That's
when we're
idea.
Together with somebody for a while why we liked them to begin with. What was it that attracted us? You know, what positive good things do you like about that person? If you actually write them down and think about it, you start to remember, and it's like, oh, okay, you know what?
Very good call. Yeah. I
learned that in couple counseling.
Oh, shit. You went to couple counseling.
I went once with my ex-boyfriend.
Really?
It worked for a good 2 weeks, but we didn't continue
going. I'm 16.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 16.
How old were you? I mean,
I was 22.
Oh, okay, so this was not too long ago. Huh, interesting.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I learned something new about you, I think, almost every week.
I'm not as dumb as you think. I've experienced a lot of shit. But I learned from it. I'm not dumb. Like, I'm not naive. I don't think dumb. Good. I think logically.
But, I just feel bad for these guys because they're going to go their whole life. And you even hear old men, like you could tell they just settled down like 30 years ago. Like they were just like, oh, I've been married for 35 years. And that whole spark was gone, dude. And you just think there could have been something that you could have done along the way to keep that spark going. Because, like, you know, stuff like role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
I think that's key. Is if your sex is bad, then the relationship is not going to work. Definitely. If it's good, it'll work.
Definitely. Desi, you couldn't have said it any better than me.
That is really true, though.
No, you couldn't have said it any fucking better than me, dude. You're exactly right. If the sex is not good, the relationship isn't good. I put sex in the top. It's the top one. It's definitely up there, dude.
Another thing people tend to do is they get with somebody, although they don't necessarily like everything about them, but they're attracted to them. You know, they try to give it a shot. One thing you have to remember is when you get with somebody, you need to accept them for who they are.
Right.
You can't go and be with them and try to change them or think like, oh, well, if they love me, then they're going to start doing things my way. It doesn't work like that. You have to let them live their own life. You do you, they do them. And at the end of the day, you guys, you know, you're still together.
Right. Because let me break the news to you ladies. We're not going to change. And I'm sure that goes for guys, you know, on the whole thing. Yeah, you're not going to change. And you shouldn't expect somebody to change. It's a bad, bad relationship. From that, you know, from that whole ground up, it's just a bad. What's that platform when you build a house and
foundation?
There you go, exactly.
It's true though. I mean, I think I have a pretty healthy relationship with Tim, and we
say, "Oh yeah."
We communicate a lot. You know, we if there's something really going on that we don't like or something, you know, we find a way to compromise it.
There you go.
And it's work out a solution.
Yeah, it's just.
I just figured out why. Like, not recently, but a while back, I figured out why my relationship didn't necessarily work out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, one part was because I was young and I didn't necessarily know, because it was my first serious relationship. But I think all the times that we fought, instead of me expressing to him how I felt, why I was bothered, like I was hurt, I pretty much would put him down and tell him off and pretty much I just belittled him.
Mm.
And to make myself
little dick motherfucker,
to make myself feel better about the situation, I wanted to be one over him. And I never gave him credit for like doing the things that he did right. I never did.
You know what, Desi? That's you maturing. You're going to be married in 2 years.
Oh, God.
Rob, mark my words, 2 years. All right? No, that's a good call, though, because the sad part about relationships is you realize all those things after. You said maybe if I tweak that a little bit, that was a good call. If I tweak that a little bit, then maybe the relationship would have lasted and we would have both been happier. So that's a good call, Des. That's a good call. Because you don't realize shit until it's too late. That old saying is a goes
true. I started thinking about it and I thought like, damn, those times, because I was out of relationship, I've been out of relationship for so long that I thought about all the times I would get in those ridiculous fights, and I hear about my friends and those ridiculous fights they get into. I'm like, oh my God, I would never let myself get like that again. Like, get so infuriated to where I was like pissed and wanting to break shit. And
yeah, that's not good.
I would actually sit and think, like, actually think about the whole thing and talk it out instead of, fuck you motherfucker, it's over, I'm done. Like, that's stupid. Like, you can't, there's only so many times you could threaten to break up with somebody until finally it's it.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
This Desi, I am seeing a new side of you tonight.
Yay.
So proud of you. So proud of you, girl.
Yeah, go back to one of the first shows. You're like, I hate fucking man,
fuck guys. I mean, pussy.
That's because I was in the relationship and I was going through the breakup and I was like, fuck that motherfucker.
pussy.
I'm going to get it with a better looking person than you now. It was like all about beating, you know, like winning. And
Winning.
That's classic. Funny shit.
But in the long run, it was like, okay, that was dumb.
But I came across this article on ways to improve your relationship. And one of the ways that they say is you have to solidify your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's a good one, right? I mean, it says you become more securely attached or connected to your partner by developing a deeper friendship. To do that, incrementally spend more time with her or him doing something you both enjoy. Also, regularly ask for updates on your partner's likes, dislikes, current stressors, new interests. You know, people change over time. I think that's good advice.
Yeah, learn to change together or go with it, you know. Yeah. As long as the partner's not doing anything that's affecting you in a negative way, let it be. Like some people don't like their boyfriends or girlfriends smoking weed.
Right, but they don't.
But, and it's like, you know, it's not really affecting you. What is it doing, you know? Right. Like, you shouldn't be so anal about it.
Very true.
And just let it be. Because by you fighting about that, it's just going to make the relationship bad.
Right,
he could be coming home and having beer.
He could be an alcoholic. He could be beating you. He could be a crackhead. No, let him smoke his weed. And he's not going to the bar after work.
Good call, Desi.
Sit at home and smoke all you want. I don't care.
Very good call. Very good.
I used to tell my ex all the time, because he had issues with his ex before that.
Uh-huh.
He would have to sneak out and lie to her.
That's weird.
Just to smoke. And I'm like, fuck, smoke all you want. Yeah, shit, I'll smoke
like
with you.
Are you serious? No way. Take a hit. Tell me you're not playing.
Shit, I'll supply it.
Hell yeah, I'm working.
I swear, my gifts are always bongs, that's pipes, or weed.
See,
when you're with me.
Best fucking kind of best kind. That's all you need.
It sounds funny, but I took up Yu-Gi-Oh! So that I could play with Tim.
Oh, that's so fucking gay, Robert. Don't ever.
It's
gay.
It's
nerdy. Don't bring that up in a bar, like at a.
It's true though. I'm like, just saying.
Yeah, he was so against that, anti that years ago. I mean, we laughed at the fact that when he met him, that all of a sudden he changed his ways, because he made fun of us or my little brother about it and talk shit how stupid it was. And then all of a sudden we see him playing. We're like, what? We started laughing. Like, oh, this fucker.
You like
hypocrite.
Pokemon too? You like Pokemon?
No, I don't like Pokemon.
No, you know, it's not.
He likes dragging your balls, obviously.
Yeah, dragging like balls. Starting to make sense now.
Not the show.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Sounds like a fucking, like a Japanese fucking
cock. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to work on you.
My veins are gonna explode from my muscles.
No, my son watches that shit, and every once in a while I have to go check, because it sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger's in my fucking
room.
I'm like, what the fuck is he watching?
That's a winner.
The new anime, dad. You don't know. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're so
old. No, it's called they go insane. Is that what it is?
I don't know. They go fucking devilish or something.
They call it insane or something, right, Tim? Is it called then Dragon Ball Z when they go insane when they power Super Saiyan, that's what it's called. They go Super Saiyan.
Oh, not just
that's
sane.
When their hair gets all crazy big and,
no,
and
I'm
they
not
become
just,
Guido looking and,
yeah,
you know.
I'm not just normal, I'm super normal. It's basically
yeah.
Got it.
It's like also my muscles are bigger.
Got it. Wait, it teaches kids to be average, you know what I'm saying? Like,
It's funny because I got little kids with biceps and muscles on that show, and I'm like, this kid's like 10.
I'm super normal, dude. I'm fucking super normal.
And then some of their playing cards, the kids are naked, and they have little penises.
I know.
What?
I know.
Really?
I've seen it.
You're lying.
Yes.
Rob's going to go buy a pack right now.
Yes,
no,
they do.
That's not nice.
Well,
but they do.
It's
I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, okay. I don't get it, but okay. He doesn't have any balls, but he's got a wiener.
Yes,
and it's little.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Wow. Another thing it says is you got to appreciate each other. Remember when you first started dating, how you used to go the extra mile to impress them? Well, one of the secrets to a long, fulfilling relationship is to continue to actively appreciate your partner. If you're not sure where to start, a good place is by doing a daily compliment. Tell her she looks hot, or thank her for the organization abilities when she reminds you to call your mother. You know what? That is nice, though. That is good, because, yeah.
It's the little things that count.
It's the little things. Good call.
You can't. You can buy them whatever the fuck, but you can't continue to buy them. You know, you got to do other things, more sentimental things.
Very true. Very true.
It's the thought that counts. Remember that.
Remember that,
always.
Kids.
It's the thought.
Remember that,
if you
kids.
Have no money, but you drew her a card and picked some flowers for it, you know what? She's still going to appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't, then she's a fucking gold digger.
Yeah, in L.A.
She'll love you.
Yeah, I was going to say, in L.A., that'll last you about a week. And then after that, she's going to be like, can you buy me some Merlot?
You can't be a broke-ass nigga all the time. You know
there
what I'm
you
saying?
There you go. See?
You got to impress sometimes. But,
thank
you know, she'll understand if you put that, you know, if you put the heart into it, she'll get it.
God bless the female gender, because they keep it real. And Desi just kept it real. She said, you can make me a card, but yeah, only after two dates, motherfucker.
Well,
gotta
it's
take
like, you know, you better do something, shit.
You gotta woo somehow.
True that, true that.
Because otherwise, if you don't, someone else will.
Yeah.
Because if you're not making your partner happy, if they're not happy, they're gonna stray, regardless.
Big
and I've
time.
Seen a lot of my friends, exactly. I have a friend who's done it
there
multiple times. He's tried to make it work.
There
and every time
go.
This guy gets comfortable again, it's like he's good for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets comfortable again.
Then he starts.
Then he stops not appreciating her.
Right.
Then he starts being an asshole.
Starts,
once you start being an asshole, you know what? Any other dude that gives her attention, she's going to go to it.
Yeah. Starts beating her and shit.
And you know what? That actually happened with me with my, one of my exes. He was being an asshole. He wasn't listening to me. He was, you know, just being stupid.
Uh-huh.
And there was this dude that worked next door to me who kept asking me out. And I kept telling him no because I had a boyfriend. Well, the minute I got sick of his shit. I got sick of one night he fucking canceled on me completely for his friend to get high.
But you're not bitter.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, no, I'm not bitter. But I'm
she's
just
gotten over it. guy. She's got over it.
Story.
But the guy, you know, when he came over and asked me to go out with him again, you know, and I still said no, he was like, well, you give this guy so many chances, why don't you just give me one? The minute he said that, it was like it clicked in my mind, like, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I did. He was treating me better.
Is this destiny?
Yeah.
She's been dropping some knowledge tonight, dog. What the fuck is this? Oh, did you?
I don't know. It's marijuana, man.
Desi?
I'm telling you.
Is that you?
I killed her.
I thought so. It's Damona. She's going to kill us all tonight. No, that's true shit, though. Seriously, dude. That's really, really good knowledge.
I left
Desi.
Him for it because the guy was there.
Good knowledge, Desi. That's good shit right there.
Hey. And one of my friends just did the same thing.
Gonna roll. Peace. Peace. You know? I'm telling you, sometimes it takes that one guy. One guy. And sadly, it revolves around sex a lot of time. Like, the reason why the relationship is not all there, like you said earlier, it does revolve around sex. And it, oh, man.
So keep it a little bit interesting. Don't be boring, because after a while being with somebody, it does get repetitive.
Exactly.
And routine, it's like, okay, let me just take my clothes off now. It's not even passion anymore. It's like, okay, we already know what we're going to do.
Right. We're human. It's normal. But every once in a while, if you're a terrorist and she's a flight attendant.
I think I gave this advice before in the marriage show that we did.
What's that?
Like last year. You got to be a freak in the sheets.
There you go. You got to be a fucking hoe.
A lady in the street, but a freak in the bay.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
I think the rappers gave the best advice on that one.
Yep. There you go. See?
Lady in the streets, but the freak in the sheets.
Rap is good, ladies and gentlemen. See? Told you. Another thing you don't want to do is says don't distort. Researchers have known for a long time that unhappy couples focus on the negatives in the relationship. If you find yourself stuck in a rut of distorted thinking, the next time you have a negative thought about something your partner has done, try to come up with a more neutral explanation for her or his actions. Another strategy is to consider whether you would judge yourself so harshly if the situation were reversed.
And another thing is don't go looking for crap.
For little shit, right?
Don't go looking through their cell phones, looking through their email. Don't go looking, because you're looking to find a problem. You're looking for a fight.
Right.
And by you doing that, you're just driving yourself crazy.
If there's no reason to, you are just going to drive yourself insane.
I was tempted with my last boyfriend to look through his phone. Not that I didn't trust him. It was just out of curiosity.
But
like, I wonder how you talk to other people. But I didn't.
Oh, the last one. Last
yeah,
one.
I thought okay. about it. And then I thought, I was like, you know what? I really don't. I'm not going to drive myself crazy like that. And I was like, nah.
You're like,
I'm like, I don't care what I don't know. I don't know.
He has no job.
And plus, I wasn't that. Yeah, that too. And then plus, I wasn't that, you know, I wasn't letting myself open up that much. I was having a hard time. I was like, I can't. There's too many things I'm not liking, so.
Good call, Desi. You have definitely grown since the young Desi I known who used to get arrested every third weekend.
I know, you didn't even hear me getting in trouble.
No, he used to fight. He used to come with black eyes to the show and shit. He used to be like, damn, the first 12 shows, he'd be like, what's going to happen to Desi this show?
Every weekend, it was because I was going out like crazy because I just, like I said, I got out of the relationship and I went buck wild. Yeah. I was like, I've been tied down for 4 years. I need to fucking go party and, you know, be free.
Yep. Good call. Another thing it says is share power. When a man is willing to share power with his relationship partner, research indicates there is an 81%, I don't know how the fuck they get these numbers, chance that this relationship will self-destruct. While hoarding power may have got you ahead in your career, this strategy will backfire in your relationship. I think a lot of these powerful, like rich, really rich guys probably go through that. What do you guys think?
Probably.
Yeah, I really think they, because they're so used to being, you know what I'm saying, in charge at work, and they're like, oh, no, come home, and you treat your, you know, your wife like an employee, and she's like, hold on, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No. That shit is not cracking. And that could be, you know, when shit starts really getting fucked up in your relationship. So I think that's some good advice, too. Watch that shit. Equal amount of power is cool, except for when it comes to the remote control. I always have control of the remote. My girl's shaking her
really?
Head.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a thing. It's a man thing. You guys wouldn't.
Well, how do you think it works here?
That. Ooh, wait. Do you guys fight?
No.
Wrestle?
No.
No? What do you guys do?
We play Yu-Gi-Oh! For who gets the TV.
God, I knew it was something like that. Should have
looked
at first.
I'm not much of a TV person.
We play a match, and whoever wins gets to decide what we watch that night.
I should have. Yeah.
I forgot there was daytime shows in the morning, or talk shows like Maury and all that. I was up one morning actually not having to work or do anything.
Maury,
and I was like, whoa, these shows are still on. I haven't seen them in forever.
I know, right? I think that every once in a while,
I was
too.
Like, oh my God, I have a life.
I know. Good call, because when you're sitting at home watching Maury, you're like, all you can think about in the back of your head is, fuck, I need a job.
The only thing I see is the morning news, like, at 7, and that's it. I see the news, and then that's it. And everything else I know about is through my phone, through TMZ, Twitter, Facebook, you know, I just look at that. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know whose baby mama was someone's on Maury. Like, I didn't watch that.
I don't even have Twitter.
I don't even know what time it comes on.
I don't have Twitter on my phone, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't watch network TV anymore either.
I don't watch TV at all. Strictly Netflix, baby.
Although
yeah.
I'm sorry, I am a reality star. I mean, reality whore.
You are.
I watch them like crazy. I can't get over.
I go to this website called Project Free TV.
Uh huh.
And you can watch any TV show.
Ooh, tell me. I want to go.
You can watch any TV show that's in syndication, even some old ass shows.
Really?
And all you got to do is go there and click on the links and shit.
Uh-huh.
I watch all the TV shows without the commercials, so what? I don't even have to deal with that shit either.
Oh, dog. That's some good shit, man.
And you get the new stuff on East Coast time.
Liking it.
So around the time that you're getting it live on TV, it's already recorded and been put on the internet.
See? Why the fuck? Why the fuck am I not on top of shit? I'm definitely 2000 and Liz 8.
I'll like them on Facebook, and I'll send you the link.
Thank you. Please do. Please fucking do.
Technology.
Oh, I love it. Gotta love it. Okay, let's see. What else is there? It says, find common goals. A study conducted found that couples who reported not having the same goals basically don't last. This situation represents a ticking time bomb, as research has shown that couples who share dreams and goals have longer lasting, more satisfying relationships.
Well, yeah, one of you can't be trying to be a judge and the other one's like a fucking waitress crackhead. Getting through college by stripping. It's just not going to work. You know, if one person's, you know, because people have different levels, you know, like, you know who you're not compatible with, who's your, who's out of your league and who isn't.
Right, I mean?
And you can't go to, you know, some dude who's dressed all up in nice clothes and, you know, that's not your style. You don't go out all fancy.
Right.
Or this, you know, vice versa.
Very true.
It's like, don't try unless you're a gold digger.
Unless you're Julia Roberts in a movie, then shoot for it.
Hey-o. Like Steven Necklace.
90s reference. No, but yeah, it's you gotta, what's the birds of a feather flock together, right, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know what? I always shot for the stars. And at least I would, if I didn't get a star, I would grab the fucking comet or something, you know? So.
And you know what? Like, I think that's another reason I have a hard time dating too, because, like, there's guys that are, like, either I'll be slightly interested or they'll be interested in me, but I won't go out with them because there'll be things, like, you have to have a job, you need to have a car, you need to have goals.
Yep.
I don't want you having 50 million kids. Exactly. I'm not ready for that to be no stepmama. Sorry.
No, I'm not stepmama.
Baby mama drama.
I don't want your baby mama drama. So, you know, those are things that I look for now, as opposed to what I didn't before.
Right.
You know, and I just won't do it. And I'll search you.
Like Desi, I couldn't picture you, and this is a serious thing because I couldn't do it either, but I don't picture you dating a cop.
Oh, no.
Right? Like,
I couldn't. I work at a fucking dispensary.
Right. It's just like, that's
and
what
I don't mean. Like cops.
Yeah, it's like two, exactly. It's like two, you get pulled over one day, you come home and fucking hate your husband. And fuck, you guys are all the same. Fuck you, fuck man.
Fucking pigs.
I'm back to pussy.
You fucking pig. No wonder why I fucking hate you.
Back to show 8, Desi.
Why I marry you, you piece of shit.
Back to show 8, Desi. I'm going to eat pussy.
Oh, God.
Pussy and throw up.
I just got fucked up. I got drunk this weekend. I drank, I went to Don Chente.
Yeah, what's that, a restaurant?
And it was this big, it said 92 ounces. I don't know. It was this big ass fucking thing with, you know, where you can pour that out. You could pour it out on your own or whatever. I don't know what the fuck it was called, but it was a big old fucking thing of beer.
I want to know, Desi, not to cut you off, but how do you drink so much and stay so skinny?
Do you only drink beer? Yeah, I only drink
beer. That's it, beer and cigarettes.
Pretty much.
Damn. See?
I have a very fast metabolism.
She's a rock star.
No, I think women should live. I think you should start your own like exercise. Just walk in.
Eat McDonald's every day.
Have a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Just walk out there. And just okay. Look.
Diet of Desi. First step.
The Desi diet.
That'd be a great idea.
No, I get asked on a daily basis, especially by fat women. Like, how do you stay so skinny? Or I hate you. And I'm like, oh, God. They ask me, like, do you eat? And I'm like, I eat every day all the time. I'm constantly munching out. I eat
beef jerky and barbecue chips, but I eat.
But I do eat a lot of vegetables. I do eat a lot of vitamins. I don't malnutrition myself, so. But I do eat a lot of bad crap, too.
Yeah.
But I eat the good stuff.
Good.
You know, I actually look into, like, what is good for you, and I'll eat it. So. Hey, I don't know.
No lesbian
jokes,
people.
Good jeans, pretty much.
Good jeans.
Good jeans. Yeah, my pants I'm wearing, they're double zeros. Yeah, hey.
Dang. Hey,
I just
bought
them. They're double zeros, and they fit perfect.
That makes me double zeros. How could you have something less than zero? It's like algebra. Pants turned into algebra all the fucking time.
It's like a negative zero.
Get an x times one minus three, please.
They're negative ones.
Fuck, dog.
X in the square root of the wall number.
Okay, another thing that I think people in relationships need to understand is that they need to understand that people get angry. It says, think back to the last argument you had with your partner and use this new knowledge to look for hidden messages in what you and your partner were each trying to communicate. Attempting to disregard the anger tone you both used and trying to tune into what you were each really trying to say will help you see that you will both have the needs in what the fuck?
Basically, learn to the reason why he or she is pissed off or going off to you is because they're hurt. You know, or, you know,
right.
So whatever you did, you bothered them. And they're only pissed off because they care.
Now, check it out. It says it ended with, I should have just read this. It says, for instance, you're a workaholic might really mean I miss you and want to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Aww. Women tend to, we'll read between the lines and we'll say things to give you a subliminal message.
Uh-huh.
And guys don't get it.
Well,
No, but I know I'm saying you guys will not get it because you guys don't think that way.
I know.
Women think that way. I'm not saying you.
I know, but can you guys just tell us? Just tell
exactly.
Us.
That's what I'm saying. Women, you should learn to express and tell, you know,
yes.
What you're thinking. Guys can't read in between the lines is what I'm basically saying.
We don't. Oh, my God.
Us women, we do. We can talk to each other and we read in between the lines. It's like, oh, I know what this bitch is saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And guys don't. Yeah, we don't. And guys are like, hey, yeah, I want a beer. You want a beer? Yeah, I want a beer. Cool. All right, cool.
But that's why a lot of women.
I want to let me get a draft with some Pabst. What? Like you gotta read. Like what are you talking about? And I think a lot of guys out there have to deal with that shit.
And you know how you can say I love you and I miss you?
What's that?
With a sexy romantic reception after work.
A sexy romantic reception. Yeah. Give me.
Come home, dim lights, candles.
Ah,
soft
gotcha. Because I got some cool. I got some brownie points. Yeah, I got some brownie points the other day. I got some brownie points. I made some. We got some Chinese food, and we had the candles outside. Yeah, had
that
jazz
takes
music.
Care of two birds in one stone.
Exacto,
you know the sex part. Mm-hmm. You know, make that interesting,
right?
And you know, it. You can say I love you.
Yeah, exactly. See, good call. See, so just be different and keep your partner interested. You know what I'm saying? Another one is break negative cycles. It says trouble relationships tend to follow a demand withdraw pattern. That means that one person tends to be more critical and demanding while the other tends to withdraw or shut down. It says 85% of the time men tend to be the withdrawer. The reason may be biological. Men are more responsive to stress, so tuning the mate out is an attempt to avoid the situation. Makes a lot of sense. Because men, I think women want the. I think a lot of women want the now. Like, let's handle this now. But men need to chill out for a little while. And it actually says you should tell your mate, I can see this issue is important to you. I'm feeling too angry to discuss it right now, though. So let's come back to it once we've cooled off. First of all, yeah, I want. Try saying that to in the heat of an argument. That shit's not going to work.
Well,
I'm
if you
sorry.
Tell the other person,
yeah,
just,
I want
you know,
you
hey, look.
To, okay. Go ahead.
No, yeah. Well, if you tell the other person, hey, I'm pissed off, leave me the fuck alone. Leaving them a fuck alone.
There you go.
Let them think, because that's one thing I used to. That was another thing I used to tell one of my exes is I would be mad. I would want to leave. Like, literally, he would not let me leave. Like, he would want me to stay there, because if I left, it was like, oh, you're going to go cheat on me.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was.
Oh,
and I knew if I left, it was like he'd fucking be infuriated. And I'm like, oh, my God, you just let me drive around the corner, be by myself. Let me think, clear my thoughts. Like, you're pissing me off.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. So you gotta learn to just chill the fuck out. Now, I want to try that reading that line, Rob. To that line that it said at the end to do this. I want to read it to this song and see if it works out.
Uh-huh.
I can see this issue is important to you. I'm feeling too angry to discuss it right now, though. So let's come back to it once we've cooled off. How you think that will go over in like Alabama, South Alabama.
Yes, Daddy, I'll be right back.
No, I think she grabbed a pan and just... Pull up that. We're talking about this shit right now, motherfucker.
Now, we're doing this all country style. Get in the barn.
You son of a bitch. All right. Another one that says is focus on what's fixable. As long as an argument doesn't leave you feeling like you've been through an emotional roller coaster, consider it fixable. If you notice you have a situation that can be fixed, which are most, think about ways to fix it so that this problem doesn't spiral out of control. Sit down with your other half. Craft a detailed action plan, consulting any resources that may get the situation back on track.
Yeah.
Once again, should I play the hillbilly music? Nah, this shit ain't going. This shit's not going down in the ghetto or in down south. It's not going down.
It won't go down with ignorant people. No.
You know, Shaquanda, we really need to take a break and just come back to this in a few minutes.
Do you understand my feelings? What?
How do you think it would have went between Arnold and Maria in the whole situation if he said
Arnold?
Can you just handle it?
Arnold, are you sleeping with the housekeeper?
No, Maria, no, I swear.
But
okay, I'm sorry. I have a kid too.
Oh my god!
Oh man, I love you, too, Maria.
I need a glass of water.
No, Maria, you're so skinny.
I like my bitches fat.
She had more cushion for the potion. You're so skinny. But my wiener goes through.
Oh man, oh, we haven't heard from Arnold in a long time. Poor little Artie, man. He's had a fucked
Did
up.
Did you see the picture of his kid?
Yeah, that woman is busted.
Like, oh, done and done, man. I mean, it's like.
That kid looks just like him.
Little 13-year-old.
And when he was like in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, poor Arnie, dude. Poor fucking Arnold. It looks like a 13-year-old version. And somehow I mentioned this last time, but he has the steroid gap. I don't know how he has the steroid
Maybe
gap.
Maybe that's just an Arnold thing. It obviously has to be genetic.
Jesus.
What do you mean the steroid gap?
No, he has a gap between his teeth. Oh. Yeah. People have like who do steroids too much, their jaw just like starts separating, and that's how you one way to notice that they have they do steroids is by the steroid gap.
Maybe it's also an Austrian thing.
Yeah, I know, but no. Could you imagine them sitting at the table and like because she's Latina and her husband's Latino? Have you heard him talking?
Can you do a young Arnold child voice?
No!
What do you want to eat?
I can't do it. No, I can't. I'm sorry. I don't even know how I would even start that.
No, but
I kind of strained my throat. You know what? There's pictures. It's fucked up. Arnold, you're fucked up.
Yeah, he is.
There's a picture of him, the fucking housekeeper, his child, and Maria in a fucking picture like on Christmas or some shit. It's like there's family pictures of her and the kid together. Like, because Maria had no idea.
That's preposterous.
No, I saw it on TMZ. I can't.
That is ridiculous. Maria, you are a fucking stupid cunt.
For not noticing that kid looks like your husband?
Yeah.
You are a dumbass bitch.
Yep. It's like, come on, dude. I think it's going to come out that she knew way before, dude.
But who the hell's going to smile next to that lady? Like, she banged your man and had a baby by him.
Oh, man. But you know what?
Maria probably said, go get somewhere else.
Which is another thing. Don't bang the housekeeper, otherwise your relationship won't work
out. Not smart to knock the housekeeper up, especially if you have very distinctive features.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're the governor of California.
Jesus fucking.
And an actor.
Yeah.
And known around the world.
Thank you. That was pretty dumb.
Now, his defense, he was just an actor when he did that.
Very, very, very fucking dumb thing to do, Arnold. And it doesn't make me feel bad for him. It disappoints me. It really disappoints me. Really,
I'm surprised this didn't come out when he was running for governor.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he paid her off pretty damn fucking well.
And hid the whole thing. I guess he just kept her employed.
Now, should we get the fuck out of here? I think it's
Is it that
about
time?
That time, yeah. Do you guys mind if we go out with a little Arnold remix?
Sure.
Because Arnold's all in the news, and he's putting a little rap album together, so
yeah,
we got to check it out. But while you check that out, check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers at gmail.com.
RFM Live at RFM.com.
And don't forget iTunes.
Yes, and make sure you check us out every Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on RFM. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Arnold's going to take us out.
Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
I'm a cop, you idiot. Five cop loose for you, you like discipline. Five cop loose for you, you're mine now. Five cop loose for you, you like discipline. Five cop loose for you, you belong to me. Five cop loose for you, you like discipline. Five cop loose for you, you're mine now. Five cop loose for you, you like discipline. Five cop loose for you.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Who are you?
How are you?
What do you want?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Who are you?
How are you?
What do you want?
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Who is your daddy?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
And what does he do?